Hello and welcome to this week's episode of ProximoCast Industry News, bringing you the top stories across project and infrastructure finance. I'm your host, Naomi Wood, reporting to you from London, and today is the 20th of May. This week, the Proximo team will be at the Hilton downtown in Nashville, Tennessee for Proximo Nashville 2024, Financing America's Infrastructure and US Digital Infrastructure Finance events. To those joining us, we hope you have a fantastic time soaking up the content and making the most of the networking opportunities. As highlighted in Proximo's recent data report, digital infrastructure is currently the largest sector in the US, accounting for 54% of 2023 deal volumes in the US project finance market. For more data insights, become a Proximo Intelligence subscriber. Visit proximoinfra.com/subscribe for more information. And now for the news starting off in the US. First Citizens Bank's energy finance business has served as sole bookrunner and co-lead arranger on financings for two Apex clean energy battery storage projects in Texas. The financings total over $150 million and support two 100 megawatt battery energy storage systems that are both currently under construction. They are the Great Kiskali Storage Project in Hidalgo County, owned by SA Grid Solutions, a joint venture of Apex, SK Gas, and SK Internex, and Angelo Storage in Tom Green County. Both are expected to reach commercial operation by the third quarter of 2024. Bank United also served as co-lead arranger on the financings. Black & Veatch has completed a feasibility study for Colombia's planned LNG regasification terminal and power plant. The Andes Energy Terminal project comprises an LNG terminal for receiving imported LNG, a land-based regasification plant, an LNG truck loading terminal, a power plant, and associated gas and electrical transmission infrastructure. It is planned for near the port city of Buenaventura on Colombia's Pacific coast. According to Andes Energy Terminal's chairman Manuel Tenorio, the natural gas deficit Colombia is expected to face in 2025 means that the country will have to import most of its gas needs. In India, Bengaluru Suburban Rail Project has received a $322.5 million loan from the EIB. Additionally, KfW has provided a loan of $545.2 million alongside a grant of $4.9 million. The financing framework for the project encompasses contributions from various stakeholders. Both the Karnataka and the central government have committed 20% of the project's funding, with the remaining 60% secured through loans. The Ministry of Railways has greenlit the project, earmarking a total budget of $1.88 billion. The project aims to establish an extensive suburban railway network spanning 148 kilometres encompassing 58 stations distributed across four corridors. Initiating the Kanaka line, construction activities commenced on 7th of May. Furthermore, the construction of five minor bridges along this route is underway, with a targeted completion deadline set at 30 months from the contract award date of 30th December 2023. The completion of the Bengaluru Suburban Rail project is expected within 40 months and will transform connectivity across the city and its surrounding areas. ADB has approved a $148.5 million loan to help strengthen, modernise and climate-proof the distribution system to enhance reliability, quality and resilience of electricity supply in Sikkim, India. The project will upgrade and modernise Sikkim's power distribution system by upgrading it with approximately 770 kilometres of climate-resilient, medium-voltage, underground and/or covered conductors. Additionally, it will replace 580 kilometres of ageing and low-capacity bare conductors with new ones to increase distribution network capacity. It will upgrade 26 existing power substations, including the installation of a supervisory control and data acquisition system, install 15,000 units of public street lighting in remote areas, and conduct electricity conservation and safety awareness programs in 28 villages. ADB will help develop a financial sustainability strategy and a plan to establish Sikkim's Power Department, PDS, as an independent entity aimed at enhancing the financial sustainability of the electricity sector. Additionally, it will assist PDS in formulating a power distribution master plan, integrating geographic information systems and distribution system modelling, establishing real-time monitoring control centre to enhance power management, and devising a strategy for gender and social inclusion. In Australia, the Australian government has announced a new hydrogen production tax incentive, HTPI, that will pay developers $2 Australian per kilo of green H2 over a 10-year period, starting from 2027. This is less than half as generous as the similar US power production tax credit, but more than twice as high as the subsidies given to green H2 producers in the first European Hydrogen Bank auction last month. The new Australian tax credit subsidy, part of a multifaceted Future Made in Australia budget programme, will cost the government $6.7 billion over the medium term. The HTPI will be available for up to 10 years per project between July 1st, 2027 and June 30th of 2040 for projects that reach financial investment decision by 2030, according to the Australian Taxation Office, ATO. The ATO also says that the subsidy will be available to eligible Australian resident corporations with a time-limited and uncapped refundable tax offset. Albanese's statement also says that a further $1.3 billion has been allocated to the Hydrogen Head Start programme for renewable H2 projects over 10 years for an additional round to bridge the green premium for early mover renewable hydrogen projects. Aquila Clean Energy APAC and its partner Far North Solar Farm FNSF have secured debt financing for 180 megawatts peak of solar projects in New Zealand. The non-recourse debt will be extended by Westpac New Zealand and will back construction of 4 photovoltaic projects. The first of these will be the 20 megawatt peak Pukinu solar farm north of Kataia in the far north district of the country. The plant should go live in 2025 with Photon Energy Group handling the EPC works. The Dutch company will also oversee the PV park's operations and maintenance for 2 years. According to an Aquila statement, the debt arrangement is the first non-recourse solar portfolio financing in New Zealand by foreign investors. BayWa RE and Belgian developer Elico have been awarded a contract for difference CFD in the 270 megawatt AO5 floating wind tender in France. The partners will develop the Penevel project off the south coast of Brittany at an agreed price of €86.45 per megawatt hour. The project benefits from a secured grid connection with French transmission system operator RTE, which is responsible for the transmission assets including offshore substation and export cables. The local population will have the opportunity to invest in the project through a crowdfunding scheme. Statera Energy has submitted a planning application to the South Oxfordshire District Council for a 500 megawatt battery energy storage system, BESS. The project is proposed for the Nuclear Fusion and Research Hub Colham campus in Oxfordshire, England. If consented, the BESS will connect to the Colham substation in 2027, when it will be extended by National Grid as part of a wider upgrade to electrical infrastructure at Colham campus. And finally, EBRD is financing the construction of a 10 megawatt solar power plant in the Ferriana region of Tunisia. The financing package entails a €3.9 million EBRD loan and up to €1 million in concessional funding from Finland under the EBRD's High Impact Solar Partnership on Climate Action to Centrale Solaire Ferriana B, a special purpose vehicle owned by Quaer, a European renewable energy company. The project is financed under the EBRD's SEMED private renewable energy framework and consists of 10 megawatts of private renewable generation capacity with expected CO2e emissions savings of 8,560 tonnes a year. This will be one of the first projects to be developed under Tunisia's regulatory framework for renewable projects and was awarded through an open and transparent tender. Furthermore, the project will promote gender equality by supporting the inclusion of women in the Tunisian renewable energy sector. That's it for Proximo's top stories this week. Don't forget to take part in our annual Global Project Finance Market Survey. Find more details on that on our website. And head over to proximoinfra.com for all your project and infrastructure finance news, data, analysis, and events. Bye for now.